Hi, Church. Welcome to Wednesday Manna. My name is Alon Miles, and I'm Academic Administrator here for Lighthouse Christian School. I just wanted to share a little bit of what the Lord's been talking to me about lately. So I'm in the same category that all of you guys are. And being so busy, and there's so much noise in our world today, and our souls are just drawn into our culture of just listening to so many voices and being so busy, that the Lord really has convicted me lately about the need for stillness. And the reason that that need is there, like we look at Jesus's life, and he made it a habit of, scripture says, pulling away to the hills, or pulling away to the wilderness, or the seashore, or the lonely place, even sometimes in scripture it's called. And it's so important for us to cultivate a spirit of stillness, of solitude, and of silence for several reasons. But I wanted to take you to the scriptures and read just a few that go along with this. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. And it says, May grace and peace and freedom from fears be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory for excellence. By means of these, those benefits that God's provided to us, he's bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them we may escape from the moral decay and become sharers of the divine nature. God's given us everything that we need in order to escape moral decay. And it says, for this reason, adding your diligence, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue. And in developing virtue, knowledge. And in exercising knowledge, develop self-control. And in exercising self-control, develop steadfastness. And in exercising steadfastness, develop godliness. And in godliness, develop brotherly affection. And in brotherly affection, develop Christian love. And this is the culminating verse that says, for as these qualities are yours and increasingly abound in you, they will keep you from being idle, unfruitful, and ineffective. So what does this have to do with stillness and solitude and silence? Because a lot of those verses, it's talking about one word, exercising this so that you develop this. Exercise this so that you develop this. Well, the truth is that verse 8 tells us that this is how we stay effective in exercising. So when I think about exercising, I think, oh my goodness, that's adding another thing to my plate. But in pulling away, and when scripture tells us to cultivate stillness and silence and solitude, basically it's telling us to stop striving, be quiet, and be alone. And in those times, we exercise our faith, and we exercise exactly those benefits that God provides for us. So we're pulling away from the noise. And what does it say about our soul if we always need to listen to those voices and that noise, when Christ made it a habit of continually pulling away? But Christ made it a habit of pulling away so that he stays about the Father's business. So there's a few other scriptures that I want to bring to your attention. Isaiah 30:15 says, in quietness and trust is your strength. Psalm says, be still and know that I'm God. Psalms also says that he makes me lie down in green pastures. So in looking at all of this, and you think, man, how frustrating it would be to spin our wheels and be idle like verse 8 tells us to. To keep you from being idle, you've got to pull away, get alone with the Lord, listen to where He develops these things in your life. You're exercising these things and He's developing these things within you. And that's how we don't, that's how we're not idle. So I think about a car being idle. If your car is sitting there and it's idle, it's, you're burning gas and you're just, it's running, but you're not going anywhere. And how frustrating it is to live in this life as busy as we are, but we're actually idle or ineffective in what we're doing. So we need to admonish the times the scripture encourages us to be still, to pull away from the noise, to listen, to stop spinning our wheels and burning gas and not going anywhere, so that we have those alone times, so that we're hearing His voice and knowing exactly what we need to be doing and what we need to be about. So practically, what does this look like? Our world is so uncomfortable with silence, but it's at times taking your AirPods out, being still, turning the radio off, turning the TV off, putting our phones down, because it happens with adults just as much as it does with students here at school. And disconnecting so that we stay connected to the one whose will we're called to carry out. And we know exactly what we're doing. And I just want to tell you that stillness and solitude and silence at times, what those produce in our life that makes us effective is this. It promotes healing. It promotes peace. It strengthens us. It gives us power. It makes room for development of the fruits of the Spirit and for us to operate in those. It makes us sensitive to those around us. It makes us compassionate toward those around us. And in the ultimate goal is to be effective and not idle. Effective about the things that the Lord is concerned with, that are big deals to the Lord, carrying out His will. And so pulling aside and disconnecting at times is really, really going to keep us in that dependent state with the Lord. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, I just thank You for Your scriptures. I thank You that they're alive today, that you call it the living word, because it goes forth into the void and it doesn't come back without accomplishing what You've set forth for it to accomplish. Lord, I lift up everyone who's listening this morning to Wednesday Manna, God, that you'd help us. Help us to not go with the sway of our culture and to pull away from the noise and to pull away from the busyness, and help us to practically take those steps so that we can get in Your word, we can be strengthened, we can be encouraged, we can know that You're God in our life, we can be sensitive to what Your Spirit says for us to do and say and be about in other people's lives, Lord. I thank You for this group of people, and I thank You for Your word. It's in Your name we pray. Amen.